Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning into today's episode of the Accountability Partner Podcast. My name is Tierra Jackson. I'll be serving as your podcast host and accountability partner as you embark on your journey towards purpose. Now, if you haven't already, please make sure you subscribe to the podcast and rate us, as well as follow us on social media on IG and Facebook. That's going to be at The Account Partner. Again, at The Account Partner on IG and Facebook. All right, with that being said, let's get into today's episode. What's up, everyone? Happy Friday Eve. Happy Thursday. I pray you all have been having a wonderful week, and I pray that you have also been having a wonderful May. As I mentioned in the previous episode, May is such a wonderful and great month. Even outside of the fact that my birthday is this month, the number 5 represents grace. And I know that every month that God is going to be releasing grace, and even more specifically concerning May 2023, God said that this was going to be the month of miracles. And so I'm excited to see God's miraculous hand. And I know that the action item I gave you all last week at the end of the episode was to write out those areas where you truly want to see God to show up in a miraculous way. And so I pray that you did that. And I pray that he, if he hasn't already moved already, is moving on your behalf so that you can see his miraculous hand this month. I'm going to just jump right into today's topic because I believe that it's something that God has just, God is fed up, right? And, you know, one thing I always do before I speak about anything on this podcast, I always ask God, you know, what is on your heart? What is it that you actually want to say? And the thing that, you know, he just kept speaking to me about is the importance of maximizing time. And even more specifically, we as a people have to stop wasting time. But before we get into that, I'm going to just start off with some affirmations, because one thing that I believe, and I believe that those who have been listening to this podcast should also already know and have ingrained in their brain, is that life and death is in the power of the tongue. And we decree a thing, it is indeed established. And so we believe that the more we speak certain things, the more we say something, the more we'll be able to see those things manifest in our lives. So repeat after me. I will maximize every moment and every opportunity God gifts me with. I will no longer procrastinate, and I will no longer put off things that are important to me. I will be disciplined. I will be consistent. And I will no longer delay at pursuing and fulfilling my purpose by any means necessary. All right, so those are affirmations. Continue to speak those things throughout the week. And I believe that we'll be able to see, or we'll begin to see a lifestyle within ourselves where we're more disciplined, we're more consistent, and where delay no longer is our portion. All right. So like I mentioned previously, the topic for today is maximizing time. And the question I just want to pose to you all as, you know, just a moment or an opportunity to self-reflect, how have you been spending your time? How have you been spending your time? I know for many of us, including myself, if we look at this past month, these past few months of how we've been, you know, allocating our energy, how we've been utilizing every moment, every opportunity, or excuse me, just been doing things day to day, a lot of us can say that there's a lot of time that we've wasted. There are 24 hours in each day, which means there are 168 hours in a week. I didn't do the math for the year, but I'm sure whatever 168 is times 52 is the amount of time that we have each year. But one thing I realize is that when we are not maximizing time, not only are we wasting our own time, not only are we delaying our own destiny, but we're also wasting God's time. And it made me think of the fact that why on earth would God continue to give you ideas and give you visions and give you dreams if you never are going to move on them? You're still talking about, or excuse me, God's been talking to you about this same business opportunity or the same business idea, this book, all these things since 2017, and what do you have to show for it? And I know that's a lot of our stories. And one of the major things that cause us to delay or to not maximize our time is one, laziness and even procrastination. And one of the scriptures that I saw when I was just doing a little bit of research was Proverbs 6:6-8. Now, I do want to give a disclaimer. This is one of those types of scriptures that just smacks you in the face. And I'd be like, okay, Lord, you just need to lower your tone because that's just too much. But Proverbs 6, verse 6:8 reads, "Consider the ant, you lazy bum. Watch its ways and become wise. Although it has no overseer, officer, or ruler, in the summertime it stores its food supply. At harvest time, it gathers food." This man said, "Consider the ant, you lazy bum." When you look at the things the ant does, the ant understands times and season. The ant is always producing. The ant is always, executing on the vision. He always has the vision and the end goal in mind, and he does what needs to be done in order to see those things come into fruition. And so we need to consider the ways like that ant and stop being a lazy bum. Jeez, I was like, Lord, lazy bum. All right, relax. But what actually is maximizing time? Or yeah, what does it mean to do so? And simply put, in layman's terms, maximizing time is simply taking advantage of the time that's been given. As I mentioned previously, there are 168 hours in the week. And I know a lot of us may think that that's a lot, or that's maybe even not a lot. But when you truly take a step back and outline how we've been spending every hour, every second of the week, you'll be mind blown at how much time you actually have, or even how much time you've been wasting on things that don't benefit or add value to us. And so let's even just do a live example of what that actually looks like. So as I mentioned, we have 168 hours in a week. And if we're taking, if we're just minimizing what it is or allocating certain hours to certain things, let's say, I know for many of us, we have a 9 to 5. And so that means 40 to 50 hours are spent at work. And so if we were to just subtract 50 from 168, we now have 118 unallocated hours. So now what are we doing with that time? We also have to sleep, right? We can't function without getting our rest. And I'll just say 8 hours a day, even though I know many of us, including myself, probably only sleep for 5, but that's another top conversation for another day. 8 hours of sleep each day. So now that's 56 hours, which now equates, after you subtract the 56 minus the 62, you excuse me, minus the 118, you're now at 62 hours, 62 unallocated hours during the week. So let's continue. Let's say you're also spending 1 hour a day with God. I would hope, okay, right? I would hope we're spending at least 1 hour a day with God. And so once you take the 62 minus the 7 hours each week, you're now at 55 unallocated hours. Now we have to eat. And I'm gonna just go ahead and give 1 hour to dinner, 1 hour to lunch, and 30 minutes for breakfast. And so that means 2.5 hours each day, which equates to us now having 37 unallocated hours. We then have to add working out, right? So we work out for, let's say, 1 hour a day as well. We now have 30 hours that are left to be allocated for. Considering multiple other things, let's say like phone calls or whatever, let's add just an extra hour for miscellaneous, right? An extra hour each day for miscellaneous things. That leaves us at 23 unallocated hours each week, which equates to a little over 3 hours each day. 3 hours each day. Now, I know I took a very conservative approach, which means that I presented a very safe example, considering the hours that I actually outlined. But I really want us to just sit and just think about the fact that if we truly have 3 hours a day, how, what do we have to show for it? What are we utilizing those 3 hours doing? Instead of, enhancing your skills or learning or doing a research about a specific topic, writing or pursuing purpose or pursuing other things. You're now doing things such as talking on the phone or spending time on social media or just doing things that are unproductive, even gossiping or talking on the phone so much or sleeping. I know for many people, a lot of the time that we spend is in our beds. It's on Netflix. It's doing things that add no type of value to us. And so I really want us to just take some time and really reflect on how we've been spending our time. Can we say that we've been maximizing every opportunity and every moment that God has given us? And so let's say we do that and we come to the conclusion that, you know what, T, I have not been spending my time well. But how should I go about actually maximizing my time? Well, you know what? I'm glad you asked. The first thing I truly want us to do is, one, understand and grasp the fact that time is a gift and it is not guaranteed. I repeat, time is a gift and it is not guaranteed. There's a quote a common quote people say to describe procrastination, and that quote is, procrastination is an arrogant assumption that God is going to give you another opportunity tomorrow to do what he's called you today. And there's even a scripture, it's Psalms 90 verse 12, which says, teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. So it is wise, or it would be wise of us to walk or operate in life as if, you know, our lives are numbered, because they are. We don't have an unlimited amount of time. We don't have, you know, all the time in the world to do certain things. It's important for us to really prioritize those things that God has called us to do, our passions, our purpose, his instructions, those things, so that we can begin to see the manifestation of, you know, purpose in our lives. We have to stop playing and we have to stop delaying. So once we truly grasp that fact and we choose that we're no longer going to operate in a way that reflects laziness and procrastination, I want you to then evaluate your current schedule. And so the same way that I broke down the hours in the week, I want you to go in detail and do that same thing for yourself. Even for those who may have children, you know, how much time do you spend putting down your kids at night? How much time do you spend, you know, driving to certain areas? And be realistic. Be realistic. Because I know a lot of people can say, or can be lazy and just say, oh, well, yeah, you know, it takes me about 45 minutes to an hour to get to work. Well, you know, good and well, your job is right around the corner and it don't take that long. You just not waking up early, so it's causing you to be late. And so all those things take into consideration. Evaluate your current schedule. And then after you've outlined your current schedule, whether that's for the week, the month, however you'd like to do it, write out what is actually important to you. And look at your schedule that you just created and see if you've been properly allocating time to that thing or to those things. And if you haven't, it's time to make some adjustments. Because again, one of the things that we know is true, or to be true, is we do what we want to do. We prioritize those things that are important to us. And so if we say that the things of God are important to us, if we say that our passions are important to us, it's important for us to actually begin to move and operate as if that is actually true in our lives. Allocate some time for yourself to write the book if that's a goal that you have. Those goals that you wrote out in the beginning of the year should be of top priority. The things that God has said that you need to do is of top priority. So once you fulfill your schedule, or once you're creating your new schedule, everything else should fall after those things. There should not be a day where you're not concerning or doing things related to your purpose, your passion, your goals, your dreams, and your visions. Even if it's for 30 minutes or an hour, the goal and the key here is consistency. The goal and the key here is to make sure that we're maximizing every moment. And so that even leads me to the last thing. Consider those things that you can actually get rid of that are in your schedule currently that don't add value to you.
Are you on the phone for 5,000 hours yet? Yeah, we can stop talking to little old Billy, okay? We can stop talking to Billy for 45 minutes. We can cut that down to a good old 15. We can cut down things like watching Netflix all day long. I know that's a lot of people's issues. I know the new Bridgerton series just came out, and it's currently number one. So I know a lot of people have been allocating their time there. And I'm just saying all of this to say we have to stop wasting our time. We have to stop delaying on things that concern our purpose and concern the things of God. We have to stop wasting our time. It's if there's any better time or a more important time for us to pursue purpose and to execute on the vision, it's now. Really take the time to look at where you are, when you look at those goals that you wrote at the beginning of the year. Have you, like, what do you have to show for it? Have you executed certain, have you accomplished certain goals? Have you done certain things? If you haven't, thank God it's not too late, but let's get serious. Let's stop wasting our time and wasting God's time. And my only prayer for all of us is that we are focused, that we are disciplined, that we keep the vision at the forefront of their mind of our minds. And one of the main reasons why we aren't prioritizing certain things is because we don't have it in our faces. A lot of us wrote those goals out in the beginning of the year and just left them in January. They aren't, being constantly looked upon or reviewed each and every single day or each and every single week. We should have those goals plastered somewhere where we can see them daily, whether that's on our phone, whether that's in our bathroom, whether that's at our job, whatever it is, that we should constantly be reviewing those things. And even if you set a reminder on your phone or even a calendar invite to take time to review your goals, that's what you're going to have to do. But we have to get more focused. We have to we have to stop playing. And it's time for us to really begin to move in a dimension where we're focused on purpose and vision and planning, and we're willing to execute by any means necessary. Y'all, I love you. I pray that you have a wonderful week. The final scripture that I'll leave you all with, or I guess the final two, are Ephesians 5, 15 through 17, which says, "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of your time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." And then the last one, James 1, 5, "If any of you lacks wisdom, go to God and ask him, who gives generously to all without reproach, and wisdom will be given to you." Beautiful people, I love you. Have a wonderful week. Have a wonderful month. And let's get serious.